Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Science Tech Committee. I apologize for my haste here. I'm in the middle of testifying across the way here, so I need to get cloned. This bill, House Bill 4, introduce myself. My name is Rick Ladd. I represent Haverhill, and that's Grafton 4. The bill which you have before you, 449, is a bill that came to my attention, or the concept came to my attention via the New Hampshire Municipal Association. If you look in their 2013-14 legislative agenda, this is one of their items on their list. The main focus is to have site evaluation committee have more local input. Now, what this does to the statute that we have presently, it requires that an applicant coming before the SEC first notify and appear before the local municipal planning board, or if there's not a planning board, the governing body, i.e. select board. The purpose of that is to present an economic impact analysis and environmental analysis, showing how the proposed project impacts the community that they're addressing in terms of jobs, economic growth, industry, commerce, environment. Now, when the large project that we've been all dealing with came before us in Haverhill, we had an opportunity by way of federal law to communicate at our meeting in Haverhill. The building was full. In fact, we couldn't sit everybody there, but it was a one-way street. The people testifying regarding the project were testifying upon preliminary information which had been provided, and they were giving input to those which had come to Haverhill to collect that data. It was not a hearing in which the community had an opportunity to really ask the questions, nor did the community at that time, because we're talking back several years in December when this first came out. The community had not yet had the opportunity to really identify how this was going to impact our community. Haverhill is a community where we're over in the Connecticut River, and it was located where an alternative route was proposed to go through. The line was proposed to go from north to south, right through the town. It would impact 15% of our properties. And to this date, properties along that route have still been impacted by the threat that that property could be used for another purpose. So the economic value has depreciated significantly. The communities are concerned. We're concerned from the standpoint that projects like this come in, they need to really communicate and have a hearing process before the local board, because we are a local control state. We do this for all other types of projects. We need to do it because we need to really assess how that is going to impact our community in terms of economics. We can see that we're told, well, this is going to bring jobs, this is going to bring you added assets to your town, but we have questions. Well, what's the basis? What's the market value of that asset? How is that going to be valued? And when's it going to depreciate down to nothing so it's not really a contributing asset to our community, and then we absorb the costs? All we're asking in this bill is that we insert into law the process in which the municipal association here in our state, which is a collection and representation of all municipalities in New Hampshire, that we have the opportunity to conduct a hearing and then send the recommendations for consideration by the SEC. That's all this bill is asking, that we have the opportunity to send reports, our findings, on to the SEC. They can make their determination, but they make that determination with the most, all the information that is possible. And that's what we need to be doing. The information we were provided with the preliminary reports was very, very sketchy, and be truthful, not very accurate. And that was our opportunity to respond. So now we need more of a process. So I urge you to consider this bill and to adopt 449. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ladd. Are there questions? Yes, Representative Murataki, and then Representative Kelly Pitts.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you for taking my question. If a municipality or a regional planning commission, I'm from Nashua, so the example might be the Nashua Regional Planning Commission, or even, say, the City Council from Nashua. If that group wanted to go ahead and provide testimony to the SEC today, would they be prevented from doing so?
I assume that they could send anything they want to the SEC, but this provides the responsibility or puts the onus on the applicant to appear before the local community, to that planning board or that local governing body, where questions can be asked, and at that time they have to present the economic analysis and environmental analysis impacts to that body. So as you are doing as a planning board for all other projects within your community, you're looking to do the same with this. After all, we're talking about property that belongs to the people in that community, and we're looking for them to have that fair shake.
Follow-up question.
But if the does not the current SEC require these types of analyses to begin with?
If you look at the law, the way it's written right now, you will not see the way we've written it right here, where there's an economic analysis required, a reasonable economic analysis. And that's been put in here. To look specifically at the bill, it says, provide an economic impact analysis that describes in reasonable detail the proposed facility's impact on economic growth and associated changes to jobs and income in the affected communities. It further states down the bottom, will not unduly interfere with the orderly economic, industrial, and commercial development and environment of the community or communities. A regional planning board also doesn't have the thrust that an individual town has. There's no funding source for a regional planning board other than the participating communities that contribute to that. They do not have the resources. We tried this with a bill 649, as you recall, 2 years ago. That's a dead end. Now we have to do is we have the other organizations in place, and they are funded by the communities. And this would be no additional expense to a community to conduct a hearing and to send their response on to the SEC.
Did you have your hand up? Representative Kelly Pitts. And then
thank you for taking my question. I had two quickies. One was on the reference. I didn't see any reference to municipal association in the bill. And the other was your use of local control versus home rule. And of course, we're not a home rule state. So I was a little confused by that terminology.
We use local control very loosely. If we really don't have local control, it's what the legislature give us and take it. We're looking for more involvement on the local levels. I hear this every day in the education committee, local control, local control. And sometimes we try to over-regulate, we try to micromanage. In this particular case, we're not trying to do either of those. We're just simply trying to provide the procedure for the planning boards, which we have locally, if not the governing body. It says the governing body, not to give input. And by the way, this the legislative policy position statements, which are within the municipal association, it reads, supports legislation establishing a procedure similar to RSA 674:54, requiring applicants to the state's Site Evaluation Committee, SEC, to notify and appear before the local planning board prior to the issuance by the SEC of certificates for the construction of energy facilities under RSA 162-H. This is one of their objectives that they have so stated, and the body of the membership has put this forth. You're welcome.
Representative Backus, Representative Townsend, and Representative Rappaport. Mr. Representative Rappaport.
Representative, and thank you. Your bill provides that one of the changes is that the committee has to give due consideration to the issuance of findings and recommendations from local planning boards or local governing bodies. And yet the current law says that the committee cannot issue its decision unless it makes a finding that it will not unduly interfere with the orderly development of the region with due consideration haven't been given to the views of municipal and regional planning commissions and municipal governing bodies. Isn't what you're proposing already in the law?
No, what we're proposing in this law is that we also provide the opportunity for those governing bodies in towns, I won't say municipal because it doesn't say it in the bill, but the governing bodies, to conduct hearings to gather this information so they can, and they're having the applicant appear before them to describe in detail how it's going to impact environmentally and economically. The reports which you will receive as a result of this statute and this legislation will be more thorough in terms of offering the SEC more information in helping them make their decision. Up to this point, there is not an opportunity that the local has to conduct what this bill proposes.
Follow up.
Your bill is not proposing that a local municipality or even one or two municipalities should have a veto power over the decisions that the Site Evaluation Committee should make, are you?
No, it doesn't say that. If you read it, it says consider.
Representative Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The language which is added asks for additional work to be presented in the affected communities. Are the affected communities just the community in which the energy facility is sited itself? Or how far does that extend from that facility?
That is a good question, Representative Townsend. The way the intent was, if the individual line or facility was in that community and impacted that particular community, you can be in a community 20 miles away, and I understand that it could possibly impact you economically in terms of jobs and in terms of industry in that area. However, when this was written by myself, and I'm open to this being tweaked, but I was under the impression when I wrote it that it would impact the impacted communities where it's physically located.
Thank you.
Other questions? Representative Rappaport.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my question, Representative Ladd. The way I understand your bill, under current law, the Site Evaluation Committee may consider economic impact. Under your bill, it must consider economic impact. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, Representative Rappaport.
Any further questions for Representative Ladd? I have a question, Representative. Does the Site Evaluation Committee have people with this kind of expertise on it who could be able to judge the economic impact? Or would other additional members be required?
Representative, are you talking about the SEC or are you talking about the planning board having the person?
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the SEC.
When you look up the makeup of the SEC, and it includes people from various commissioners and from various departments that are participants on that, I'm not going to go out on a limb saying they're qualified or not. They hold positions of responsibility and they represent the interests of those departments. I would say, based upon that, I'm not here to say that the SEC is not competent to make those decisions. I'm here to say that the SEC, I'm sure, wants to make a decision based upon all available data and recommendations and reports. And I believe this is another source which we should be considering in New Hampshire.
Thank you, Representative Ladd.